AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Donald Trump's call has stirred up a hornet's nest, especially at the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
Donald Trump sounds more like a leader of a lynch mob than a great nation like ours. He and others are playing into the hands of ISIS.
Nihad Awad, the National Executive Director of CARE, says Trump has also suggested that American Muslims should be singled out for surveillance, mosques should be closed, and they should be forced to register as part of a national database. Trump's rivals are also unleashing scathing criticism of his proposal. Jeb Bush says Trump has become unhinged. John Kasich says his proposal is outrageous divisiveness. Ted Cruz says he has a better idea.
That is not my policy. I've introduced legislation in the Senate that would put in place a 3-year moratorium on refugees coming from countries where ISIS or Al-Qaeda control a substantial amount of territory.
A man who attends the mosque in San Bernardino where shooter Syed Farouk worshipped says if anyone knew what Farouk was up to, they would have turned him in.
Had I myself or any of the members of this mosque, had we known about this individual himself, Mr. Farouk, if we knew about him plotting or doing something like this, I myself would have been the first person to go out and condemn him or rather report him.
Authorities say Farouk's co-workers had undergone active shooter training last year in the very same conference room where Farouk and his wife went and killed 14 people. This is AP Radio News. The state's attorney general in Cook County, Illinois, announced today she is not going to charge a police officer in the shooting death of 25-year-old Ronald Johnson.
Mr. Johnson was armed with a handgun. Mr. Johnson had run from an area where shots had recently been fired. Mr. Johnson resisted arrest, and Mr. Johnson ran into a public park and towards an occupied police vehicle that was arriving on the scene.
The Chicago Police Department is now the subject of a wide-ranging federal probe by the Justice Department that will seek to determine whether there are racial disparities in officers' use of force. The investigation launched today by the Justice Department will also look at systems set up to ensure that officers are held accountable. This is the 23rd civil rights investigation of a police department under the Obama administration. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.